Message number 19. The one who is formed in the believers. Crucial point 1. Roman numeral number 1. The New Testament reveals that Christ is deeply related to our inner being and desires to have a subjective relationship with us. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles. Immediately, I did not confer with flesh and blood. A. God revealed his son to Paul and to us. 5. God's heart's desire is to reveal his son in us, so that we may know him, receive him as our life, and become sons of God. B. In Galatians 2:20, we see the most basic truth of God's economy. No longer I, but Christ, living in me. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1. When Christ was crucified according to God's economy, we were included in him. This is an accomplished fact. 2. We have died to the law and live to God through the organic union with Christ. We have become dead to the law so that we may live to God, as long as we still hold to any kind of law, whether the Mosaic law or our self-made law, we cannot live to God. However, when we are cut off from the law by means of the organic union with Christ, we spontaneously live to God. In his economy, God's intention is for the processed triune God to be wrought into our being, to make us a new person, a new I. The old person, the old I without God, is over. But the new person, the new I, the I with the triune God, in it still lives. We live with Christ and by Christ. Furthermore, we live by faith, which is the means to bring us into oneness with him. In this organic union, we are one with the Lord, for we have one life and one living with him. When we live, he lives. He lives in us, and we live with him. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, in God's economy, God's intention is for the process triune God to be wrought into my being, to make me a new person, a new I. My old person, my old I, the I without God has been terminated. The new person, the new I, the I with the triune God in it, lives by faith, with Christ and by Christ.
CP2, Roman numeral 2. Christ was crucified to redeem us out of the curse of the law and rescue us out of the evil religious course of the world. And he was resurrected from the dead, so that he might live in us and be formed in us at our maturity. Roman numeral 3. In Galatians 4:19, Christ is presented as the one who is formed in the believers. Roman numeral 4. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expression of the inner being. What we are is expressed in our form, that is, the outward expression of our inner being. Roman numeral 5. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ fully grown in us. 4:19, my children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. A. First, Christ was born into us at the time we repented and believed into him. Then he believes in us, in our Christian life, and finally he will be formed in us at our maturity. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Paul's preaching, Christ had entered into the Galatians, but because they had been deceived, Christ had not yet grown in them and had not been formed in them. Therefore, Paul labored again, like a mother laboring in giving birth, that Christ would be formed in the believers. Ministering Christ to others is not accomplished easily. It often requires suffering and struggle. Ministering Christ is much more difficult than carrying on an ordinary Christian work. If you would bear the burden with a sincere heart to minister Christ to others, you will discover what labor and suffering it requires. You will need to labor like a mother giving birth to a child. Testimony. At the Lord's Day Gospel meeting, a certain sister was scheduled to give a testimony. She had prepared to share about her salvation experience from about 20 years ago, along with a recent small experience. However, Sister Yoriki, who heard her testimony, pointed out that instead of sharing such a small testimony, it would be better to speak about the increasing grace she had experienced from the time she was saved until now. Since Sister Yoriki had been caring for her ever since she came to Kobe, offering counsel and knowing both her family's situation and the path she had walked, she was able to guide her to recall her past experiences. As a result, the sister was filled with gratitude to the Lord and was able to enjoy preparing her testimony. I believe that the reason she was able to guide her in preparing the testimony and help her be brought to the Lord was because of the delicate and considerate humanity that allowed her to truly be alongside the other person.
CP3B. To have Christ formed in us, to allow Him to permeate our whole being and saturate our inward parts. H. To have Christ formed in us is to have the three parts of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, renewed. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 1. In order for our mind, emotion, and will to be renewed, Christ must saturate our mind, emotion, and will, and replace the self and the Word in our soul with Himself. 2. If we are renewed in this way, every part of our inner being will bear the image of Christ. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expressions of the inner being. If we are full of the self and love of the Word in our inner being, our outward form will be the self and the Word. The choices we make in our daily living will express the self and the Word. For Christ to be formed in us, we need to let Him occupy every part of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. He should occupy our thinking, our considerations, our love, our hatred, our happiness, our sorrow, and our intention. As Christ increasingly saturates our soul, eventually He will invade our body, dispensing Himself into our entire being. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Testimony. I would like to testify that the shepherd according to God, the mind must be renewed. The three parts of our soul, mind, emotion, and will, need to be transformed, and Christ must be formed inside. I was by nature a person who was not interested in people, and he became tired of having more contact with people. When I was living the life of gospel and shepherding in full-time training, I was very tired because I was focusing myself to be in contact with new ones and brothers and sisters. However, I was a leader of the gospel team and could not miss the fellowship with the team members. And since many new ones are born in the gospel, it was necessary to have a contact to nourish them. In this environment, I was driven to pray, O Lord Jesus, I was an individualist and had no interest in people at all, but now I need to be coordinated with brothers and sisters for building. Furthermore, the target of my spiritual business is people, and I need to supply them with Christ. In these things, I need my individualism to be dealt with by the life of Christ and Christ to live in me. Spread out in each part of my heart, allow Christ to make his home, and have Christ formed in me. Otherwise, I cannot continue to serve, because a serving life is not in line with my natural life. Lord, transform me from glory to glory so that I may shepherd according to God. Thank the Lord answered my prayer. I gradually became more interested in people in the Lord and was gradually saved from my dispositions of avoiding contact with others. As a result, I can contact people actively for the gospel, shepherding and building. Without these changes, I could never have continued to serve the church for more than 55 years. Furthermore, I have found that this change has greatly enhanced my management skill in my secondary business life. The people of the world are all individualistic, though to different degrees. In the process, I was saved a little from individualism, was able to think genuinely for the benefit for each employee, not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of the company's interest. I was far superior to them in this respect. As a result, the organizations that I manage has become a cohesive, vigorous, and productive group within the order and is highly evaluated by the U.S. headquarters. Hallelujah! Anyone who loves God and can be useful to Him is obviously useful to the company. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, occupy every part of my soul, mind, emotions, and will, that Christ may be formed in me. Otherwise, I cannot shepherd new ones according to God. Christ must be formed in me to shepherd according to God.